bitch. I'm a bad bitch. Yeah, you know I'm that bitch. Can't get off the bitch. Yeah, I am that bitch. Nah, you know I'm that bitch. Yeah, I am that bitch. Yeah, you know I'm that bitch. I am that bitch.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to That Bitch Podcast. Hope your past 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks has been great. Mine has been very busy, and I'm about to tell you why. Because surprise, surprise, motherfuckers, I have officially bought a house. Yes, I found a house in Regina, which means I will be here for at least 5 years before I can leave Regina now. Main reason why I have decided to finally buy in Regina is because I cannot afford anywhere else. The housing market is absolute shit, especially where I want to go, like Ontario, is very, very expensive. I'd have to have probably at least like 3 jobs if I wanted to live there by myself. And Penny has decided to be squeaking a freaking toy, and now the dogs are going to play in the basement. So now I'm going to have to pause this and resume in about 3 minutes. All right, and we are back. Let's get back into it. I was roughhousing with my dogs for like 10-15 minutes. Now I'm a little exhausted. My hair is flat. Makeup's a little fucked up, but who gives a shit? Okay, like I was saying, I finally bought my first house. Now, I'm staying in Regina because I cannot afford to live anywhere else on my own single income. But I managed to find this house. It's kind of funny because when I had seen the house, it was literally like it popped up on my matrix or whatever the realtors give you. And then I was like, oh my God, perfect price, great area. Let's go check it out. So I messaged my realtors literally within like 3 hours after work. Well, 3 hours, then work was done. Went over there, looked at it, put my offer in. And they had 24 hours to accept it because it was just put on the market. So they had to give at least 24 hours to see if they got any other offers. Well, they did. They got other offers. I offered 160. And the regular, like, conditions or whatever. And then the next person had offered 163. And they had said if I could match it, then I would get it. But then, all of a sudden, third offer pops in. And guess what? They said 163. So then they weren't sure who the house should go to. And then they ended up deciding me. So I got the house. Ugh, I look like shit in this video, but whatever. And I'm full of dog hair because I was roughhousing with my dogs. Cool, 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 cool. So yeah, I got the house. It has 3 bedrooms, one kind of like utility type of room where it has the deep freeze where the washer and dryer will go. And then I gotta buy a washer and dryer. Oh my God, I'm yawning. I gotta buy a washer and dryer because they didn't have one. And then I kind of want to replace like all the appliances. I really should wait, but I'm like, oh, I just want to fucking replace them. But yeah, first things first, I need to rip the shit out of the flooring because there's carpet and the carpet is stained. And then I think there's linoleum in the kitchen. Otherwise, it's all carpet. And I think linoleum in the bathroom, I would assume too. Yeah, the guy was a smoker, so I have to literally take everything out, use this Kills stuff all over the walls, ceiling, everything, and then paint it. I gotta repaint the ceiling because it looks like an off yellow because the guy's smoking so much. And of course, there's like stains all over the walls and the floor because he smoked. So yeah, it should be big enough. Hopefully, the backyard is quite big. It's all fenced in with vinyl fencing, which is nice, white vinyl. I do have to replace one small section that's like 15 feet, I think, ish. With new fence because it's some random red fence. I'll probably paint it white for now and then get the vinyl fencing when I can afford it. Yeah, so that was my big surprise. Hold on, sip of water. Yeah, that was my big thing as I wanted to talk about was my house. So got it for 163. I did not want to live in the north end, but guess what? I'm in the north end now. Well, soon to be. Possessions in 2 weeks, so I still got some time before I have to move, but I plan to rent the entire place before I move everything in. Because, like, I'm still at home, so I'm not in a rush to leave the house. I can still stay here while I rent the house and then get everything else completed and finished and yada yada. And then my friend who lives literally on the street, 2 doors down, like, across the street, 2 doors down, he lives there. So he said he was willing to help me do with, like, the flooring and the walls and painting and yada yada. So that'll be good. Very much appreciated because it's going to be a lot of work, but I am here for it because I love to do renovations and yard work and all that kind of stuff. Also, the inspector was very, very shocked. Oh my god, the fucking dog is playing by a cooler and just hit one of the handles. Penny, leave it alone. The inspector was very shocked with how many notes he had. Like, it was very little. I think there's like 10 bullet points of stuff that I should look at getting fixed. Mainly the shingles in like a year, and then the grading on the house needs to be done also like in the summertime, basically. So that'll work on next year. Everything else is kind of minor. I got to seal some cracks. There is a wasp nest under the floor. And like, well, it's on a crawl space. So I have to go in the crawl space near the steps near the front of the house. There's a small crack. So there was a wasp nest, an old one. So I got to go in there and take it out and seal up all those little damn cracks. So that's mainly what I have to do. But yeah, so super pumped for that. I'm looking forward to getting in there. But I'm having problems visualizing the color scheme I want, because I kind of want like chic, luxury, glam, black, white. I think it's called monochromatic or something, black and white. But trying to find black flooring that's vinyl plank, not easy. Everywhere has a laminate that is black, but I want vinyl plank. And guess what? Not easy to find. Otherwise, I might just have to like order it online and then see. Hopefully I like it, but we'll see. See what I can do. I'm working with some guy at Caltech is what it's called, but it's a flooring company. His name is Calvin, and he's looking into finding me some black vinyl plank flooring, basically. Then I got to figure out the flooring in the kitchen, because I plan to do, like, I was originally just going to do white cabinets, like, not reface them, but sand them down, and then repaint them. I was going to do white, but now I want to do white and black. White on the top ones, and then black on the bottom ones, because if I have light flooring, then I need to do, like, light, dark, light, and then I was thinking of doing white cabinet, but I don't know, I'll have to figure it out. I don't know if I want to do light cabinet, light vinyl, not vinyl, like I could do a laminate countertop, I don't know, we'll see. Then I gotta do backsplash and all that kind of stuff. It'll be fun designing, but we'll see what happens. I think it'll be easier maybe when I finally get in there, but I think I finally decided on the black flooring, because I found this one at this flooring superstore, and it's called Midnight Raven, and when I visualized it on the computer with a picture of the home, it looked really good. So now I'm kind of like stuck on that one, but putting in laminate flooring will be a bitch and a half, and if I can do vinyl plank myself and save me some installation costs, I will. Now, as for my love life, this is very disappointing. You know how I had talked about the one guy who was like husband material from LA? Now, of course, he stops talking to me now for no reason. Literally, he had some like religious holiday that he had to do, which was like a 24-hour fasting, I think, 24 or 25. Yeah. And we were talking before, and then he was going to message me after. Yeah, and never got a message. And then I had messaged him a few days ago, I think like even like a week ago, asking him how he was doing. No response. So I literally messaged him last night, and I was like, I said his name. No response. So there goes my attempt at trying to contact this person. That sucked, because he was a really nice guy, and I was hoping there maybe would be something there. Like, I'm okay with a long-distance relationship. Like, I like my independence being by myself, so for me, that would be great. But now it's kind of like a bummer, which sucks. Because I did like the dude, so now I'm like, fuck my life. Now what? I really still don't want to date here. I don't want to be with somebody here. Just like, because I still don't want to stay here for the rest of my life. I still want to move away. I want to go do adventures, meet somebody who wants to travel and do fun things and has the lifestyle I like and stuff. And ain't nobody here like that. Oh my god, I can't stop yawning for fuck's sake. It is also like just about 10 o'clock, but yeah, so that's super disappointing. Have not had sex in a while either. Haven't banged that one dude the last time I haven't done it in a while. But I'm also not feeling like I want to, because I'm just so exhausted, and like I feel like I keep having mini panic attacks because I keep thinking about this house like sale and everything, and having to get everything ready, trying to sell my stocks and stuff. It's just like so much going on. And then I still gotta wait to hear from the lawyer, which I'll probably hear from in like a week or so. then having to make sure I got all that stuff in line and all the rest of my finances and the rest of the down payment. Yeah, it's just a lot. I just want to be excited and not nervous and having mini panic attacks. Like, it feels like my heart, like, all of a sudden, it's like a, that's how I feel. Like, it's hard for me to breathe all of a sudden, and then I'm okay. Then it's like, okay, da 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 da, and then all of a sudden I think about something, and it's like, and I can't breathe, and then I'm okay. It's really annoying, and I don't know what to do about it. So that's super, super cool. Yeah. And I feel like next week, once, because it's like possession week is soon, all of a sudden it's like doctor's appointment, dentist appointment. What else do I have coming up? Doctors, dentist, neurologist. So I'm finally going to get Botox for my headaches, my migraines. And thank God there is Botox that goes in my forehead. So I will not have to worry about getting Botox from my forehead and have to pay for it. It'll be fully covered. I'm hoping she does do the forehead because the little picture, it shows all the spots where you're supposed to get it. And it does show like a whole line here and a line here. Like there's, what did it say, 151 or something spots that it gets injected. That's a lot of units. So normally it would cost me like, for the amount of units I have to get, one unit is like $8 where I go. And for the amount that I have to get, it would cost me over $1,000 to get that many units. So thankfully there is coverage. And for some reason, Penny is going in a circle right now by the desk, sniffing for something. I think she's looking for Oakley. But Oakley is nowhere to be found down here because he is hiding from her. Yeah. Also, something I'm looking forward to is finally have my privacy in my own space, but then I'm also going to foster cats and hopefully dogs. Because, like, I always see all these rescue places needing fosters, and it makes me so sad because I can't do anything about it because I live with my parents, right? So I can't get an animal that I want. I can't foster an animal that I want. Oh, Penny's ears were in the video. So now at least I'll feel like I can finally contribute to something without having to, like, donate money because, like, I could only got so much money. We're on a single income. I'd rather be able to foster and help house an animal. They literally pay for the food and whatever, beds and everything that you need for the animal. You just have to like watch them and care for them and everything. Yeah. So that's also kind of what I'm looking forward to. I honestly wish I could just win the fucking lottery because then I could open up my own animal sanctuary. I could do wild animals. I could do just like domestic, like everything. I would just love to help animals. Like I say, I'm always in the wrong line of work. I really wish I could. Oh, Penny's just pissing off Charlie again on purpose. She's like standing over him, which is bugging him. I really wish I could just like help all these animals and be like a marine biologist or a zoologist or whatever, that I could just help these animals. But going to school costs thousands and thousands of dollars, and the wage for that is shit. So you go to school to make pennies, basically, and be in debt for school and, like, student loans. Right now, I'd rather just be in the house debt and my vehicle that I'm paying off slowly. But I got, like, I think 3 or 4 years left to go. Yeah. And now these two are going to beat up on each other because they're bored. Yeah. Also, it'll be nice when I got my own place because then I can take Charlie for W's, a.k.a. W-A-L-K. Walks. Because I can't say the word because they all know and they're gonna go crazy because he needs to lose about 20 pounds because he is very much overweight, and him being here, he eats treats all day. I can't help it when I'm not home and I have to be in the dog treats, you know. So yeah, that is kind of that situation. What else could I say? Oh yeah, so I saw my aunties and we were drinking wine, so I'm like a little buzz, but like I'm also kind of tired because I just took a sleeping pill like 10 minutes ago, so I'm waiting for that to kick in. Also, what I was going to say, in this house, whoops, I just kicked my fucking camera. In this house, I plan to have, like, so one room's gonna be a master bedroom, another room is gonna be, like, my walk-in kind of closet, because I'm gonna make it a big walk-in closet. And then, the other room is gonna be, like, my office slash streaming area, so I can do, like, more YouTube, podcasting, TikToks, do whatever work I have, because I think I'm gonna be more motivated being in my own space and area. So I'm kind of looking forward to that. I want to have like my own little setup for the podcast. So like then I could have guests come over and they'll be on a seat or whatever. I could have just a nice little area because being in this small little corner in the basement with my desk and this banner behind me ain't a whole lot of space to have guests come in here. There's not really a space for them. Yeah. So I think I'm really excited for that as well. I kind of want to like figure out how I want to design the studio. I also finally made an Amazon wish list. So people can just like go on there and buy me stuff and it'll come directly to this address, basically. So people go my bio, link in bio, you know, in the Linktree bio, it's in there. Yeah, because I also want to get like studio lights and stuff like that, where you get like a photography and the whole backdrop. I also have a green screen, but I need like the stand and the little clips. So I'm not sure if the thing I bought has clips. But I also want to get, like, lights that are kind of, like, glaring. So I don't have, like, six different ring lights. I have an actual real light on me. But, yes, future things coming soon. Yeah. This episode's going to be kind of short because I don't have a lot of hot goss to spill. Yeah. Just that I'm basically moving out. I would say in about 2 months because I'm going to get possession in 2 weeks-ish. A little less than 2 weeks. And then all the renos, which will take some time. Oop, my camera is bouncing because the dog. The renos will take some time. I don't want to live in the house when it's not done, so why force myself there? And then slowly move all my stuff. Moving all my stuff is going to be a big, big job because I have literally so much stuff. There's a room across the basement that is literally Tetris behind two wardrobes. All of my stuff in buckets and boxes and labeled. At least everything's labeled. Because I've been, honest to God, stocking up stuff and buying stuff since I was in grade 9. Because I love appliances. So, like, I got all my kitchen stuff. All I really need is furniture. And I'm planning on getting this sectional sofa bed from The Brick. So, looking forward to getting that. But, yeah, I'll probably buy a TV on, like, Boxing Day or something when they're a lot better priced. But, yeah, so that was kind of it for this episode. It's going to be kind of the season 3 finale because I'm about to be really, really fucking busy with renovating an entire house and moving stuff in, buying things. If I have time, I'll maybe make an episode, but that'll be for like the next season. Yeah, my motivation has just gone really down a lot because I've been so exhausted. And I need to get my ass to the gym because just I'm mentally exhausted because of what work, dealing with people all day, and then coming home and I'm like, oh my God, I just want to nap because I'm so fucking tired. But it's like, but then I got to look for stuff for the house now. But I need to go to the gym, but I also want to watch TV. I also really just want to decompress and relax. So I think when I get my own place, when I'm in it finally, I'm also going to probably cancel my gym membership and then just do like at-home workouts because I have my dancing pole, aka a stripper pole. I'm going to put it up somewhere. Probably the living room, I'm thinking, like, because the sofa bed's only so big, there'll still be a section near the window kind of area that I should be able to still use. Because my spare room, but it's not going to be a spare room, it's going to be my office, ain't going to have any room for a pole in the middle of the room. My stuff's going to be literally everywhere. So, yeah, that's kind of the plan. I'll probably do more workouts. If anything, I might check out the YWCA and see, because they got a pool, apparently. But I also don't, like, I like Planet because it's cheap, but I'm going to be in the north, and that's in the east. Unless there's something coming in the north end. There's literally no point for me to have the gym membership then anymore. One less bill to pay for. Yeah. I wish I could have, like, a punch card for, like, the Y or something. I only go so many times, but, yeah. So, I hope you guys enjoyed this short little episode. I know it wasn't a whole lot about sex, because I have no sex stories. I haven't fucked in a while. I haven't gone anywhere in a while. I'm just so exhausted. And it's so hard to have motivation when I have so many things going on. And yeah, I'm also debating on, like, I don't know if I should end this That Bitch podcast and create something new or continue it. I don't know. Or just rename it and be, like, formerly known as That Bitch podcast. But it'd be like, oh, I wanted to have this podcast originally called Wine About It. And I was literally listening to a different podcast. And this chick said her podcast was Wine About It. That was literally my idea 3 years ago. I should have fucking used that name, but most known as That Bitch. That's why I kind of like was just a funny spinoff. Yeah. Anywho, I hope you guys all have a fantastic next like month because I'm probably may or may not podcast for a month because I'm about to do a lot of house renovating and stuff and I'm probably not going to have time and I'm just literally exhausted. So yeah, I guess I'll see you. I don't know when, maybe a week and a half, maybe a month, maybe 2 months, hopefully sooner. But we shall see if I have tea. Of course, I'm going to make an episode and just start going back at it. But right now, there's not a whole lot of anything. I haven't really done much. Haven't partied in a while because I'm just not hanging out with anybody. I'm just keeping to myself and having a good old fucking time. But yes, when I get my own place, the content will start rolling on in and having a good old time. And you never know what's going to happen, because you never know what tea is about to be spilled next. But make sure you like and subscribe this video. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter, and subscribe on YouTube and like the video on YouTube. What else is there? Facebook. I'm on Facebook. Check out my link tree. Everything is there if you want to see. Want to get me a housewarming gift? I got shit on there in my wish list. Just check it off on there and send it to me. Anything is great. Yeah. I hope you guys all have a I hope you guys all have a great next 2 weeks, maybe a month. And then you'll see me pop up in your newsfeed and your notification. Whoops. You'll see me pop up on your notifications soon enough once again. If you got any other stories, just send them my way, because I will use them for content if you would like. Anyway, have a great night or great day whenever you're listening to this. And I will see y'all when I bring back the podcast for season 4. Have a fantastic fucking day and night. Bye, everybody. Sorry. Bye, bitches.